www.kölncampus.com. www.kölncampus.com.
So, you call yourself a film enthusiast, and Data Remember always had these kinds of references to movies. Is that some kind of thing that's also happening in this album?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think like you're talking about like how I Might Have Waxed Larry is like a movie quote. I don't know. You'd have to ask Jerry. He's the lyrics guy. I'm not really a lyrics guy.
And you released the album over your own label, A Day to Remember Records. How's that experience been? Like, what's harder and tougher now, and what's easier?
This time it was easier because we had Epitaph distributing the record, which was, they were a lot easier to like get along with, or not get along with, but like do business with than the people who did Common Courtesy. So it was just nice to work with a record label rather than a distribution.
Generally speaking, like, is it important to you guys that you are in control of like as much as possible concerning this band, like the songwriting process, the publishing of your music?
When it comes to the creativity of the album, yeah, we definitely want a full say in that. But like, as far as everything else, like the release of the record and whatnot, like, I'm sure if we were on a record label, you know, we'd let them control most of that. We're not crazy about making sure everything is our way.
We just read on Instagram you call yourself the bearer of useless knowledge.
Yeah.
What's a cool fun fact you would maybe want to share, if you can think of any right now?
Yeah, I got some. All polar bears are left-handed. Cows and horses won't—they'll walk upstairs, but they won't walk downstairs. It's weird, but yeah, I just know a bunch of stupid shit like that.
We come from a do-it-yourself radio, and we also feature very many small bands. Do you have any kind of advice? Because I guess you were small at the beginning.
Yeah. Any advice for small bands? Just keep sucking until you're good. Because honestly, like, no one has a growing up process anymore, I feel. They just hit the internet and they just pray to God that they're going to be internet famous or some label's going to pick them up right away. Like, you do not want to have your growing pains in public. Like, we were lucky enough that like our first years weren't on the internet, and thank God, because we were awful. So, you know, just